Welcome to Perek Chof Dalad of Sefer Divrei Yomim. Based, it's time for Nach, Perek 24. Yash decides to renovate the Beis HaMikdash after it's been damaged by Asaliah. If you remember, Asaliah was the queen who'd been killed last Perek. Yoash also decides to replenish its funds. Asaliah had taken the funds for this Beis HaMikdash and diverted it to Baal worship. He asked the Kohanim make collections, but the collections didn't really produce too much. Instead, he has a box set up in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Every day it's filled up with coins. Yoyada the Kohen Gadol dies at the age 130. Yoash is righteous the whole time Yoyada was alive. But after Yoyada died, the officers of Yehuda kept telling Yoash that he was a god. Why? Because he'd lived in Kodesh Kodashim for 6 years. He began to believe them. You see what bad friends or bad advice can do to corrupt a person. See what honor can do to corrupt a person. And he starts following their advice. He serves idols, Asherah trees. Hashem sends Nevi'im to tell Yoash to repent, but it doesn't work. Finally, on Yom Kippur, Zechariah Kohen Gadol, who's the son of Yoyada, son-in-law of Yoash, he's a Navi. He gets up in the Beis HaMikdash. He asks people, now, what are you doing? Why have you veered from Hashem? Why have you stopped keeping mitzvahs? The people turn on Zechariah, and Yoash orders Zechariah be stoned. His blood is left bubbling on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. And finally, he says, may Hashem see this, avenge this. Those are his final words. Hashem sends Aram to attack Yehuda. Remember, when the Beis HaMikdash is ultimately destroyed, this Nevuzradam, the chief butcher of the enemy, is going to see this blood bubbling. He's going to shecht and kill loads of Jews on top of it to try and stop it bubbling. Nebuch, Hashem sends Aram to attack Yehuda. They're successful in their attack. They plunder the wealth of the kingdom and they injure Yoash. We have the names of Yoash's servants. They rebel against him. They kill him. And he was not buried with the other kings. His son, called Amatziah, is the one who takes his stead, takes up the reins, and we're going to see what happens to him in Perek Chaf Hei of Sefer Divrei Yomim Beis.